While the American news organizations still in Iraq struggle to cover the war, the American military continues its struggle to fight it. The U.S. Army has long used video games like tank simulators and first-person shooters to train troops in conventional on-the-ground warfare, but the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are anything but conventional. U.S. troops are fighting insurgencies, and in order to learn the different set of skills that calls for, officers have been using a simulator that resembles the computer game SimCity. Just like its commercial counterpart, Urban Sim has users build roads, buildings, and utility grids. But unlike SimCity, there are suicide bombs to avoid, jihadist insurgents to fend off, and local citizens to protect and win over. Kim LeMasters is the creative director of the Institute for Creative Technologies at the University of Southern California, which developed Urban Sim. He says some members of the military refer to the project as a game, but
I use the word game lightly because there's no shoot 'em ups, there's nothing going on in this other than really a design that helps people understand what second and third order effects are all about.
Define, please, second and third order effects.
Second and third order effects are the consequences, either seen or unforeseen, of an action that you take. So, for example, I decide to put in a hydroelectric dam at Village X. What I didn't foresee was that Village Y was very, very upset and jealous that I built one for Village X, and Village Y, therefore, became a safe harbor for insurgents. Here I think I'm doing something very, very good, and it can have a very negative effect. That's really what it's all about. What are those seen and unforeseen consequences of any action that you take?
Tell me what it looks like. What's the interface?
You're looking at basically a bird's eye view down onto an environment called an area of operation. You have an enormous amount of user feedback that's coming back. The military uses something they call lines of effort to describe how they are making progress and stability. And lines of effort can be about governance. It can, in fact, be about infrastructure. It can be about how the population feels about you. So that as somebody is playing the game, they're literally watching in real time how these lines of effort are being completed.
I guess ultimately this is about pacifying towns and cities, not merely by shooting the enemy, but also by stabilizing the environment. In the modern army in Iraq, how much of the counterinsurgency involves bullets and explosives? How much involves education and police?
The central tenet of counterinsurgency strategy is that the population is the center of gravity. So your entire job while you are in the host nation is, in fact, to get that population to be on your side, to understand that you are providing security, that you're providing infrastructure, that what you're doing is good. If you get them on your side, that's the win.
I wonder how resistant the modern soldier is to the whole idea of counterinsurgency techniques that do involve working with the populations as opposed to just killing the bad guy. Is the modern army officer accepting of these simulations and the strategy that the simulations are training for?
Very much so. It becomes quite apparent that the hammer does not always work, that, you know, you've got to drink tea as well. Their job first is force protection. I mean, am I taking care of my soldiers? And the only way to do that is if I'm prosecuting stability as much as I am prosecuting offense or defense.
Is there any risk in preparing officers the way Urban Sim does that they will become sort of, overconfident in believing that they've got all of the variables well understood, leaving them more vulnerable to a situation they reach on the ground that they fail to understand because it wasn't in the game?
The game goes to an extreme to make sure that the players understand that they are not learning, you know, here's the way it must be done every single time. Rather, they are being challenged to understand completely that when they take an action, have they done to the best of their ability an anticipatory take on what's going to happen? So do I understand I'm going to have second and third order effects? I might even have fourth order effects of what's going on. I don't always know what they're going to be, but how well can I begin to plan for what they might be? And then finally, be prepared for that one order of effect that occurs that you never thought of. So we bend over backwards to make sure that we're not trying to train them. And congratulations, you've played Urban Sim 5 times. Go off to Afghanistan, be successful. Uh-uh. Not what we're doing.
Obviously, this is grossly oversimplistic, but it sounds to me that above all, what you take from your experience with Urban Sim is something like understanding that the reality on the ground is something like a spreadsheet. And every field you fill in affects every other field.
You've got it. That's exactly right.
So tell me again why we're losing these wars.
Well, see, the way we'd win it is if we can get all of these countries that we're involved with, if we can get them to play Urban Sim, then we're set. No, I think the ground truth is always different than what you want it to be. And that's just the case of it. And the other thing, too, is remember that the bad guys are very crafty, and they are bound and determined to try to create second and third order effects that you didn't think of. And that's what they want to do. They want disruption. They want to control the space on you. So it's a very tough environment that these soldiers find themselves in.
Well, Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be on the show.
Kim LeMasters is Creative Director of the Institute for Creative Technologies at the University of Southern California.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.